Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Thanks for tuning in today on the Midday Report. We're being joined by Leslie Melius. She is the program coordinator for Butler County Extension. And Leslie, you're going to have some youngsters out at the fairgrounds this week talking about some farm safety, as I understand it.
Yes. So on Thursday, we are going to do our annual fourth grade farm safety day. And we will have schools from AP, North Butler, and Clarksville joining us, along with some of the FFA chapters will be there from those particular schools too, and they will be leading some sessions for the kids in addition to our 4-H County Council kids, and also some of our local businesses will be there to offer presentations for the kids to learn about a variety of safety topics.
You bet. And what is on the slate as far as the topics they're going to be learning about?
So there's a wide variety of different things. I know that we have fire safety is going to be done by the Parkersburg Fire Department. We're going to have some electrical safety being done by Butler County REC. There's a gentleman going to come and talk about railroad safety, and he's from over by Clarksville. And then we're also going to have, you know, some other speakers that will be there talking about some different things too. In addition to those FFA students, we'll be leading several of those sessions in bike safety, animal safety, grain safety, and I think we have Van Wall is going to be coming, and they're going to be doing some ATV lawnmower type safety, I feel like. So lots and lots of different topics and things that will be being discussed that I think are just really on target, as we have lots and lots of farmers I see out in the field trying to get their crops planted and everything. So this is a great on topic trend, for this time of year.
You bet. As far as that planting goes, yeah, they're a little bit behind. The weather hasn't cooperated a whole lot, at least compared to what they were last year. But, I drive around, I'm seeing a lot more planting going on, and definitely important to understand the safety around what's going on there and even some of those vehicles on the roadway as well.
Yes. In all honesty, yes, this is a rural county here in Butler. So a lot of these kids are familiar with some of these things. But a healthy reminder is always good. Oftentimes, I have a 10-year-old, so I have a fourth grader at home who lives in Butler or in Bremer County. He's already done his farm safety already. They already did theirs like a couple weeks ago. So he said he learned a lot, and we come from a farm. So it's still a good reminder for those kids that already are more aware of it, but also for those kids that, a lot of it is all new to them and, they could be visiting the farm. And so that just helps to make them and give them that awareness that while we can't always prevent accidents from happening, we can give these kids an awareness to be more proactive in their safety.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everyday things that become routine, we all need those reminders that it is potentially dangerous equipment and it's definitely dangerous work. So those reminders to be safe are always very helpful, even if it's something you do on a regular basis.
Exactly. So I think this will be a great day. You know, it appears as of right now that the weather looks like it might be in our favor. So this should be a great day all around.
You bet. And anything else from the extension office this week?
You know, we are starting our story times. So those will be starting up here on Wednesday. We'll be starting our first one in Parkersburg at the Koth Memorial Library. And so those little story times are focusing on eggs and poultry. So we're going to be learning about everything that has to do with eggs, and that, you know, chickens lay different colored eggs. And we're going to be actually making some egg salad with the kids. And so that should be, I think, kind of fun and different. And so those will be in Parkersburg, Applington, Clarksville, and at Allison. So if you are interested in any of those story times, you can definitely contact any of those libraries, or you can definitely feel free to give us a call here at the Butler County Extension Office.
It sounds good. As always, a lot of things going on at the Extension. And Leslie, we appreciate you coming on and giving us an update. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds like a plan.